NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Half a dozen Republicans joined all voting Senate Democrats this evening to thwart a filibuster of a measure that would outlaw workplace discrimination on the basis of sexual identity or orientation. As NPR's David Wellen explains, passage of the Employment Non-Discrimination Act is now expected in the Senate, but House leaders remain opposed to the bill.
It had been 17 years since the Senate last voted on ENDA. It failed then by one vote. The bipartisan vote that moved the measure forward signals its likely passage later this week. Maine Republican Susan Collins is one of the bill's co-sponsors.
It is far past time that we end discrimination in the workplace against LGBT individuals.
The measure would apply to all public employers except the Pentagon and all private firms with at least 15 employees, though religious organizations are excluded. House GOP leaders have shown no inclination to take up the bill and pass it. Unless they do, it cannot become law. David Wellen, NPR News, the Capitol.
Authorities say the gunman charged in the deadly shooting of a TSA agent at Los Angeles International Airport was dropped off at LAX by his roommate. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports that revelations included in newly released court documents.
In the FBI's affidavit in support of a search and seizure warrant of suspect Anthony Palciancia's cell phone, authorities say the 23-year-old's roommate dropped him off at LAX Friday morning. Ciancia had entered the roommate's room unannounced and asked for a ride to the airport. The roommate told authorities he didn't know Ciancia's plans to target TSA agents and only learned about the shooting when he got back to their apartment. Moments after he was dropped off, Ciancia allegedly took an assault rifle out of his bag and fired multiple rounds point blank at a TSA officer inside the terminal. Authorities say he also shot and wounded three other people. The affidavit also says Ciancia was concerned about a so-called New World Order, backing up earlier statements by authorities that the shooting spree could have been motivated by Ciancia's anti-government beliefs. Kirk Siegler, NPR News.
SAC Capital Advisors, a major investment firm, is agreeing to plead guilty to fraud charges, stop handling individual investments, and pay a $1.2 billion penalty in connection with insider trading charges. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara says the hedge fund headed by Wall Street trader Stephen Cohen will pay out $900 million in fines, minus the approximately $600 million the company has already paid, and forfeit another $900 million to the federal government.
We will continue to pursue insider trading investigations and follow the facts wherever they lead. And the investigation, in this case, on the criminal side, remains ongoing.
Cohen has not been personally charged in the case. It's being billed as one of the largest fines against a financial institution. U.S. factories were a bit busier in September, with orders up 1.7% after the previous month, in large part due to a big jump in orders for commercial airplanes. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 23 points. The S&P rose 6 points. This is NPR. A South Florida jury has convicted a now 23-year-old man of second-degree murder charges in connection with the 2007 killing of Washington Redskins star Sean Taylor. After liberating for 16 hours over several days, the jury convicting Eric Rivera in connection with a botched home invasion. In a taped confession, Rivera told police he shot Taylor when the Pro Bowl safety confronted a group of young men who broke into his Miami home, apparently believing that Taylor was on the road. Today is the 34th anniversary of the storming of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, when 52 Americans were taken hostage and spent 444 days in captivity. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul, Iranian hardliners took to the streets today to mark the occasion.
American flags and effigies of Uncle Sam were burnt, and while the official placards read Down with America in English, the standard Farsi chant was Death to America, as it has been for over three decades. The U.S. is being described as inherently deceitful, perhaps an echo of remarks by the lead U.S. nuclear negotiator, who recently said when it comes to Iran, deception is part of the DNA. But Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, while blasting Washington and its ally Israel, says no one should attack Iran's nuclear negotiators, who are holding more talks this week that could involve curbs on Iran's nuclear program in exchange for relief from economic sanctions. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Cereal company Kellogg is announcing plans to trim its worldwide workforce by roughly 10%. Cuts are part of an effort by the maker of Frosted Flakes and Eggo waffles to deal with weaker-than-expected sales numbers. Kodak says the reductions will take place by 2017. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for